Bonjour, Francophones! Welcome to French Pod. This is Erica.
And I'm Amaury. Bonjour.
This is the elementary lesson we have today.
Yeah, the first one.
Okay, Amaury, it's May. What does that mean in France?
It's Festival de Cannes.
Time for the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
Now, before we go any further, let's talk about this word. A lot of times we pronounce it Cannes.
You don't say that.
How do you say it in French?
Cannes.
Cannes.
That's right. And you say Cannes because you don't pronounce the S at the end.
Okay, that's the silent, so.
Yeah.
And that's a city in the south of France.
Yeah, so it's on the French Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you've got the Festival de Cannes, which has been on for a long time.
Mm-hmm. When did it start?
It started, 1939.
It's a topic of a lot of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about it later. But it's also the topic of the dialogue that we're going to do today.
So we've got these two students.
Yeah, they're like between classes.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they, like a lot of people in France, are discussing Le Festival de Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the sentence that's going to come up in this dialogue?
J'y vais chaque année.
I go there every year.
Yeah.
J'y vais chaque année.
That's right. J'y vais chaque année.
Okay, let's listen to the dialogue three times, and then we're going to come back and translate it.
Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
Je sais, j'y vais chaque année.
Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places.
Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur.
T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
Dialogue, second time.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
Je sais, j'y vais chaque année.
Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places.
Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur.
T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
Dialogue, third time.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
Je sais, j'y vais chaque année.
Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places.
Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur.
T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
All right, let's do the translation.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
It's the Cannes Film Festival soon.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
The Cannes Film Festival is soon.
C'est bientôt le Festival de Cannes. Je sais. J'y vais chaque année.
I know. I go there every year.
Je sais. J'y vais chaque année.
I know. I go there every year.
Je sais. J'y vais chaque année. Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places.
How do you manage that? It's difficult to get seats.
Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places.
How do you manage that? It's difficult to get tickets.
Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places. Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur.
Yeah, but my dad's a director.
Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur.
Yeah, but my dad's a director.
Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur. Tu as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
You have beautiful eyes, you know.
Tu as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
You know, you have beautiful eyes.
T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
Very smooth.
Good move, maybe.
Sounds like this guy is going to try to butter up for some tickets.
No, it's right. It's really difficult to get tickets. So he needs to try every chance he can.
Do people who are not part of the film industry, are they able to get tickets to the Cannes Film Festival?
Yeah, we still can have tickets, but it's really, really difficult.
It's really difficile.
Difficile, comme tu dis.
Now let's look at this first sentence.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
Okay, this literally means it's soon the festival of Cannes.
Right, yeah.
But it's almost the Cannes Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bientôt means soon here.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. C'est bientôt is like an expression, it's almost time for.
Yeah, it's coming, it's soon.
Now let's look at the construction of how you say Cannes Film Festival.
Le Festival de Cannes.
You say the Festival of Cannes.
Yeah.
So you have to add that de in there.
Yeah.
So when you say there's a festival, you say Le Festival de blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So she's like, I know, I go every year.
Je sais, j'y vais chaque année.
So I know, je sais.
Right.
The verb savoir, to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Je sais.
Now let's look at this next expression.
J'y vais.
We have a Y in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really je y vais, but we say j'y vais.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And the y means there. Where we would say in English, I go there. In French, you say I there go. So you have to put it before the verb.
That's right. Yeah.
So j'y vais. How would you say you go there?
Tu y vas.
So you put that y there.
Yeah.
And we have every year, chaque année.
Chaque année.
Which part of that is year?
Année. J'y vais chaque année.
The person's pretty surprised that she's actually able to go to le Festival du Cannes.
Mm-hmm. So, comment tu fais?
How do you manage that?
Yeah.
This expression is interesting. It's really common in French.
Yeah.
It literally means, how do you do?
How do you do that?
But it means, like, how do you manage that?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the verb faire. Tu fais. It's the present for you.
Yeah. Tu fais.
What is the reason behind his amazement?
Oui, I can't believe because c'était difficile d'avoir des places.
So here we have difficult, difficile, but in French you have to say difficile de, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it's difficile d'avoir des places. Give us some more examples.
C'est difficile de parler français.
It's difficult to speak French.
C'est difficile d'apprendre.
Difficult to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you get the pattern. Difficile de avoir des places. Now the place here is a false friend.
Yeah.
A false friend in French is something that you think is going to have a literal translation, but it doesn't. It doesn't mean place. It means like seats or tickets.
It's tickets here.
And they use the word avoir for where we would say get. Avoir des places, get tickets, get seats. Now, why is she so lucky? It appears that she has an inside track into the Cannes Film Festival.
Mon père est réalisateur.
Her dad's a director. So this word réalisateur doesn't mean realizer, it means director.
Mm-hmm.
Now pay attention to this, we're talking about a profession, so we don't use an article. You say mon père est réalisateur.
That's right.
The mon here is the possessive for masculine nouns. So we say mon père.
That's right, yeah.
So this guy's pretty slick.
Hey, yeah, like, he really wants to have a ticket, Erika.
So
maybe I would do the same, to be honest.
You would?
Yeah.
What would you say? Would you say what this guy says?
It's a bit cheesy, but yeah, I would say it. I would say it.
Okay, so what is it?
Tu as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
This sentence we're going to talk about a little bit later, because there's something about it related to films.
It's interesting.
But for now, we're going to talk about the language elements.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start in the middle. The plural of eyes.
Les yeux.
Now, let's look at the adjective here. We have beau.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Or handsome.
Wonderful.
Beau, but because eyes is plural, we say beaux yeux.
Yeah, that's the liaison.
Because normally the X at the end of beau is silent, but here you have to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Beaux yeux.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time in French, the adjectives go after the noun, but this is one of the few, beau, that goes before the noun. So we say beaux yeux. So tu as de beaux yeux.
Mm-hmm.
You have beautiful eyes.
Wow. Do I?
Yes. You do, actually.
Thank you. You too, Erica.
Thank you.
Tu sais.
Now we're going to talk a little bit more about this sentence, but first we're going to listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue first time.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
Je sais, j'y vais chaque année.
Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places.
Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur.
T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
Dialogue, second time.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
Je sais, j'y vais chaque année.
Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places.
Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur.
T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
Dialogue, third time.
C'est bientôt le festival de Cannes.
Je sais, j'y vais chaque année.
Comment tu fais? C'est difficile d'avoir des places.
Ouais, mais mon père est réalisateur.
T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais.
Okay, so Erica, is your father a director?
No, he's not, unfortunately.
So, maybe you've never been to the Cannes Festival?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No, I haven't either. Because it's a bit far from where I used to live in France, first of all. And as we say in the dialogue, it's difficult to get tickets.
Okay, now before we talk a little bit about the Cannes Film Festival, let's look at this line again. T'as de beaux yeux. tu sais. Mm-hmm. There's a reason we put that sentence in the dialogue, right?
Yeah, it's even not even a common sentence in France anymore. It's a line. It's a line that comes from a movie.
A pickup line.
Exactly. It comes from, in fact, from an old movie mm-hmm. when you've got that great French actor, Jean Gabin, and he's talking to this beautiful woman. He looks in her eyes and he says, "T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais." And since then, the movie is so popular, the actor is so
Which
popular.
Which movie is it?
Quai des Brumes.
Okay.
So it's so popular, then obviously some guys, a bit clever, they say, "Oh, maybe I can use that line." And
it just went from there.
And you know the end of the story? Yeah.
Now I have to make a confession. I was mm-hmm. really embarrassed because when I was in France, people said this to me and I thought they were serious. I didn't know that this was a line. I didn't know it was this famous line that they were to really tell me. My eyes are pretty. I'm like, "Oh, thanks." Now I know though. So girls. So this line is appropriate because today is all about the Cannes Film Festival here at French Pod.
Yeah.
Why is this such a big deal for France?
It's because we feel like we're so popular. You know, we've got TVs from all over the world coming to France. Mm-hmm. We've got all these actors. We've got Hollywood.
All the big stars.
From Hollywood coming there. It's all, as I said, that's all the glamour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it lasts for like 10 days, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so at the end, the winner gets the Palme d'Or, Golden Palm.
The Golden Palm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what? The big award of the whole festival.
That's it.
How do you say it again?
Palme d'Or.
Usually the winner, though, it's definitely a good publicity for their movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It means that they're definitely going to have success. Maybe not huge success, but at least, yeah, they're going to be popular.
So, but usually the winners are usually more artsy films, aren't they?
Yeah.
The big Hollywood blockbusters don't usually win.
No, not really. They try to give credit to different kind of movies. And actually, they're really good movies as well, made with low budget.
If you have any questions at all about this lesson, come to FrenchPod.com and you can ask us. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Or if anyone ever told you the sentence, "T'as de beaux yeux, tu sais," please leave your comments as well.
Yeah, so that I don't feel as bad.
Yeah.
I know there's other people that didn't know either. Okay, so au revoir.
Salut.